This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Running a restaurant during this pandemic is, I think, challenge doesn't quite sum it up. Add to running a restaurant if one is a refugee working on an enterprise in a new country. To Providence, Rhode Island now, where a restaurant run by a family that fled Syria has pinned its hopes on a family recipe. Marisa Masria Katz has that.
Even during the pandemic, Yusuf Akhtarini has maintained his routine of rising before dawn to make fresh baklava for his Providence restaurant, Aleppo Sweets. He's been baking the flaky pistachio-filled dessert since he was 15, first as an apprentice and then in the bakeries he ran with his family in his native Syria.
For 27 years, I'm baking.
The war in Syria forced Akhtarini and his family to flee to Turkey. He later found out his bakeries were destroyed. Eventually, he was granted asylum in the U.S. in 2016, and a few years later, he opened his restaurant. Sandra Martin was one of the restaurant's earliest financial backers.
It was a great success right from the beginning with a line out the door.
Many of the waiters who worked at the restaurant were Syrian refugees. They served traditional dishes like hummus and falafel. And there was Akhtarini's baklava. People could buy individual pieces or 2 or 5 pound boxes running anywhere from $35 to $80. Customers could also order it online. When COVID hit, Akhtarini shut down indoor dining. Food orders dropped by half, and he cut his staff of 20 down to 12. Sandra Martin says she gave him some advice at the beginning of the pandemic.
I said, at this point, for restaurants, it's just a matter of survival.
The Rhode Island Hospitality Association says nearly half of its members have considered closing down entirely until the pandemic passes. The owners of those that are still open have had to get creative. For Akhtarini, that has meant restructuring his takeout operation and getting out his baklava orders.
Every day now, I have shopping baklava for every state, city, sometimes Florida, Chicago, California, Texas.
Overall, business is not what it used to be, but those online orders of baklava, using the recipe he brought from his homeland, have remained strong. In Providence, Rhode Island, I'm Marisa Masria Katz for Marketplace.